As the chair of the WPR Utility District Board of Trustees, I hereby call this board meeting to order at 6:02 on August 13th, 2022 at the office of WPR Utility District, located at 136 East South Temple, Suite 1650, Salt Lake City, Utah. In compliance with the requirements of Utah's Open and Public Meetings Law, notice that this meeting has been duly posted and published, and this meeting is being recorded, and minutes of the meeting in its entirety are being kept. For the record, we would like to recognize those present from the board and trustees and staff, the board of trustees and staff. Myself as the chair, Ed Schultz is here as the trustee. Let's see, Mitchell Lee is here as the district clerk, and Brent Rose is here as legal counsel. So, at this time, we recognize and welcome any visitors and interested persons here at the office or online. We ask that you please sign in for the record.
Are there any? Nobody online? Looks like nobody's here. Okay.
There's no one here. All right. Let's move on and proceed with the board agenda. Items 2 and 3 on the agenda are a combined public hearing on the district's proposed property tax increase, which in this case is the initial levy of the taxes for the new district and the district's fiscal year 22-23 budget. So do a public hearing?
Yes. All right. Open the public hearing. No one's here. Close.
Okay. So do you want me to lay down the rules for the public hearing, or
no.
Do we need to do that if no one's here?
No one's here.
All right. So if there are no other comments, we will open and have already closed the public hearing. So at that point, the next item on the agenda.
Can I just say the public meeting is now opened. There being nobody present online or in person, we will close the public hearing.
Okay. All right, so the next item on the agenda is the consideration and adoption of resolution number 2022-7. This is a resolution levying the ad valorem property tax of the district at a rate exceeding the existing certified tax rate, which in this case is zero for the fiscal year 2022-23. So,
let me just, this resolution recites the fact that under the pertinent provisions of the code, we're required to go through this process if we intend to increase the tax above the certified tax rate. And being the case as this is, that our tax rate is zero since we've never levied a tax before, that is considered the certified tax rate. Therefore, we are following this procedure. We followed the procedure. The notice was duly advertised in the newspaper 2 weeks as required. The notice of the meeting was published. Notice of the public hearing was published on the Utah Public Notice website and at the district office. And with publication on the public notice website, copies are sent automatically to the newspaper. Therefore, the obligation to do that is covered. The resolution recites that for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30th, 2023, net valorem property tax and all properties situated in the boundaries of the district is levied at the rate of 0.008, providing tax revenue within the district in the amount of $239,000. Those revenues will be utilized by the district as general fund for all the lawful district purposes. A certified copy of this resolution, together with the above reference statement prepared in accordance with the code, shall be filed with the county auditor of Morgan County and with the Utah State Tax Commission. That's the resolution. So it's open for a motion to approve, unless there are any questions.
Hearing none, seeing none, is there a motion?
I'd like to file a motion.
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Lawyers file motions.
Yeah.
Board members make motions.
Working well on too many of the others.
Yeah.
I would I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2022-7.
Okay. I just read the heading. Okay.
Heading of is the resolution levying the ad valorem property tax of the district at a rate in excess of the certified tax rate for fiscal year 2022 to 2023 and stating the amount and purpose of the tax levy.
I will second the motion and we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a second item on the agenda here, and that is to adopt the resolution 2022-8. This is the resolution adopting the district's fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. We had an open discussion and hearing on this previously. And I guess if you want to.
The resolution just provides that we have adopted the tentative budget as required by the statute previously. A public hearing's been held on this budget this evening. The board is duly levied by resolution 2022-7, the tax levy of 0.008. The budget and all of the supporting schedules have been available for review by the public. The notice of this meeting was duly advertised, and the board, now being advised, considers the budget, that it adopts the budget for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2022 and ending June 30, 2023, copy of which is attached, for total budgeted revenues in the amount of $1,320,000, and this resolution also. A certified copy of it needs to be sent to the state auditor within 30 days. That's the resolution.
That's the one for the utility district.
Yeah, aren't we on the utility district?
We're on the road and fire.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
No, we called the utility.
Utility district.
Oh, okay. Utility. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Okay, that's the resolution.
I would like to make a motion. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2022-8, a resolution adopting the WPR Utility District 2022-2023 fiscal year budget.
Good. I will second that motion and take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, so now just by the way, you'll notice these need to be signed. Then there's a certification that you need to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that it says a certified copy, and that's a certified copy. You saying, I certify that that's a copy of the resolution that was passed. What that's about, and that applies to both of these resolutions.
Okay. So can we entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now we have to wait for 15 minutes to.
What is the correction, or how we just?
The correction was there was an error made. The first the first meeting was we misstated as the utility district meeting when it was actually the WPR Road and Fire District meeting. We'll make that correction, and the minutes will so advise.
And I'm fine with that, except for that again.
The numbers are the resolution numbers are the same for both districts.
Okay, but even his entries and everything he said of this is...
Yeah, we're going to correct that out all place that everything that has been previously said applies to WPR Road and Fire District. We'll make the correction in the minutes.
Okay.
And now we'll
approve the minutes in our next...
And we'll approve the minutes in the next meeting.
Quarterly meeting.
Mm-hmm. In our next regular meeting. This is a special meeting. Okay, so we've made that correction on the minutes. So at 6:30, we will start the WPR Road and Fire. Fortunately, the meeting, the notice was incorrect. So
did you get all that? Or were you holding?
To clarify from last meeting, the previous number for the 2022-2023 Wasatch Peaks Ranch Road and Fire budget is $497,000 and not the value of $1.3 million.
Good evening. As the chair of the WPR Utility District Board of Trustees, I hereby call this board meeting to order at 6:30 on August 13th, 2022 at the office of WPR Utility District, located at 136 East South Temple, Suite 1650 in Salt Lake City, Utah. In compliance with the requirements of Utah's Open and Public Meetings Law, one, notice of this meeting has been duly posted and published, and two, this meeting is being recorded and minutes of the meeting in its entirety are being kept. For the record, we would like to recognize those present from the Board of Trustees and staff. Myself, Vance Bostock, as the trustee chair, Ed Schultz as the trustee, Mitchell Lee as the district clerk, and Brent Rose as our legal counsel. At this time, we recognize and welcome any visitors and interested persons here at the office or online. Seeing none, we will move forward with the agenda. So we will now proceed with the board meeting agenda as published. Items 2 and 3 on the agenda are a combined public hearing on the district's property tax increase, which in this case is the initial levy of taxes for this new district and the district's fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. Normally we would have a public hearing, but seeing no one and no one online.
Open the public hearing and close it.
Okay, we will open the public hearing. And with no one here, we will close the public hearing. So next item on the agenda is the consideration and adoption of resolution number 2022-7. A resolution levying the ad valorem property tax on the district at a rate exceeding the certified tax rate, which in this case is zero, for fiscal year 2022-2023.
Yes.
Would you like to present the resolution?
Yes, thank you. The resolution provides that this is being done in conformance with requirements of state law. Notice of this meeting in conformance with the truth and taxation requirements of the statute have been advertised in the paper, and notice has been duly given by publication and posting. All other statutory requirements having been met, the board adopts a resolution for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2022, ending June 30th, 2023, an ad valorem property tax on all taxable property situated within the boundaries of the district to be levied at the rate of 0.008 per dollar assessed valuation, providing tax revenue within the district in the amount of $239,200. The foregoing tax revenues will be utilized by the district. Is that correct? We're doing utility, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've got the wrong. Okay. Excuse me, a correction. Tax revenues, that's what I have in the utility district, $239,000 be the same. That's true. To be held in the general fund for lawful purposes, and copies need to be certified copies need to be delivered as required by the statute, which we've discussed. That's the resolution.
I will entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2022-7.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution levying the ad valorem property tax of the WPR Utility District at a rate in excess of the certified tax amount for fiscal year 2022 to 2023, and stating the amount and purpose of the tax levy.
I will second the motion, and let's put it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is the consideration and adoption of resolution number 2022-8, a resolution adopting the district's fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. I will turn that over to Brent to
This resolution is prepared in accordance with law requiring the adoption of budgets. Tentative budget has been adopted as required by the statute. Proper notice and advertisement of the public hearing on the budget was duly given and held tonight. The board's levy to ad valorem property tax of 0.008 per dollar of assessed valuation this evening, previously. All the tentative budget and all supporting schedules and data used in preparing it are been available for review at the district office. The board, now being fully advised, adopts this resolution for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2022, ending June 30th, 2023, a copy of which is attached, providing for total budgeted revenues in the amount of $1,320,000. And again, a copy, a certified copy, needs to be delivered and a statement. That's the resolution.
I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2022-8.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2022-8. This resolution adopting a WPR utility district's 2022 to 2023 fiscal year budget.
I will second the motion and we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing as that passes, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'd make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Can I just review a couple of things before we leave?